We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are now on Shah Malochim Perikei. That's Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the older editions in Matot Midrash. It's Daf Resh Mem Beis. So this is the last Perik in Shah Malochim, and then Tashem, next time we'll be doing the next Perik, which is already Shah Patsuf Izun. So let's start. Hine. Kasha Heschil Atik Yomim is Sakin Tchilas Kulam. Right, we know there's five main partsufim, Atik, Arich, Ampin, Abba V'Ima, and Zun. Atik and Arich are often very much put into the same category because they share the same sphere called Keser. Ki Hine, they were done, Atik was done first, obviously, because it's the highest partsuf. Tikkun was done first. כי הנה הוא הראש העליון שבתלת ראשין הנזכור בראש אידרה זוטה אשר שלושתן כלולים בנקודה ראשונה של של אלו העשר נקודות הידועות. Alright, so again we have עשר נקודות coming from the Anayim. The act, the first נקודה we're speaking about here is Keser. Keser is in the Olam HaTohu, but in the Olam HaTikun it becomes a full-fledged partsuf called Atik and Arich. So let me just show you a little picture I drew.
What are these three? What three?
I'll show you this picture, which I drew 3 seconds ago, as you can probably tell. There are three heads that the Zohar speaks about in Idra Zuta. These are the three heads. One, two, and if you see in the middle of this one, there's another head over here, okay? This will probably remind you of the famous picture of the Ramchal, the Ilan HaKodesh, right? Just that they have it three different heads and I just have put it to two. I mean, this is the Keser, and actually Keser Chochma Bina, of Atik. Okay? It's up and above everything else. And then over here you have the Keser of what's called Achampi. And over here, in the case of Achampin, you have his Moach, called Moach de Stima. Moach Stima. All this was originally just one little sphere called Keser. That was in the Tohu. And the Tikkun, it developed to three heads. The Keser and the Chochma Bina of Ati, that's called it. The first head. The second head is called the Keser of Arich. And then you have the other head called the Moach Stima. That's the third head.
Why is the third one separate? It is part of the Keser.
It's part of the Keser, but it's called the Hez. It's very, very choshev. It's called part of the Keser.
Isn't it? It's
we don't ask why. Not
asking why at all. I'm trying to remember what it is.
It's this, a moth, it's a brain.
But it's separate or part of the other one?
What does it look like in here?
It looks like
part and parcel of the Keser. This is the Moach. Your brains are usually in your brain, and it's part and parcel of the Gulgotha. This is the Gulgotha. Right, and inside you have the Moach Stima, which is the brain. Those are the three heads.
When you say Keter Da'atik, you mean La'afuket Tet Sfirot Da'atik?
No, so that's why I included Chochma and Bina as well. It's Keser Chochma Bina.
And the rest, let's say Nitoch Yesod Da'atik.
They are all going to be in At Arich Ampin. They're going to be Meluvosh, the Zayin Tachtonim of Atik are going to be Meluvosh in the Zayin. So let me just put that in. Just for on the record, so this is Chokma, and here is Bina. Okay, so make it a little bit better.
The Atik, the three Rishonim,
up and above, that's right. So this is up and above Arich, so this is Keser, and your Chokma, and your Bina. And below that you have Arich Ampin, so the Zayin Tachton of Atik will be Muluvosh inside. Okay, fine. Now that first Keser, that first Roish that we speak about is called Reshe Deloit Yoda. Why is it called Reshe Deloit Yoda? Because there's no Halbosha. Anytime there's no Halbosha, we don't know what we're speaking about, there's no Giloi whatsoever, that part of his Mimela, it's called Reshe Deloit Yoda, so we don't really speak about it. Now, let's continue. No, kishenitkan nasi parts of gomel, ben eses spheres. So when the first part we're speaking about, which is Atik, was nitzkan, became 10 spheres. For one little time, Sphere called Kesef became 10 spheres. Vehine, kshehezchili itakem, v'nasi b'chinas rosh shebo, hine ha-sholosh rishoynes shebo, nitken utchila b'yachas. So as we said, the first picture that we showed on top over here, again, this is the first one. There you have Kesef Chochmah Bina, that was the first thing that was nitken, all b'yachas. Kesef Chochmah Bina, all b'yachas, in the first rosh. Shehem kacham shebo. Shehem klolos resh, resha. Asher lebchinas rosh ze koru v'idol zutra resha doloit yoda. As I mentioned, that first rosh is, there's no albosha, pirosh ki hinei, bechinas parts of Atik, ha-sholosh rishones shebo, shehem resha dilei, eino mitlabeshes u'mitalemes b'toch arich klal. There's no kesher between that first head and arich, the lower parts of. ונשארת בגילוי, ואין כי אינו יכול להשיגו להלבישו. אריק has no asogar, כל שכן anything below it. לכן זה הראש הוא נקרא רשת דולוית יובל. אמנם שבע תחתון שבו, שהם שבע יומים, it's called שבע יומים. The zion lower zat, it's called the zat of Attic. אלו מתלבשת תוך אריק הנודה, שיש לו בהם, Ketsasa Saga. And therefore, since there is a Labosha, then you have a Saga. You have a Giloy. B'china Sheva Tachtoin is Elu Shebo, and you call them Atik Yomim. These are Atik Yomim because these are the original Zayin spheres. But so Loma Atik B'china Zayin Tachtoin is. And you call them Yime Kedem, Kenoda, or B'em Yesh Ketsas HaSaga V'yediyah. So once there is a Labosha, the Zayin Tachtoin of Atik go into the parts of Arir, then there's a gilo. Vine acha shenitken reisha de atik kniska. So what's the kachav of atik was niska or bevas achas as nitma etz or ketzata lide reisha de atik shenitken venase parzu veover or elyon derech amesachim ahem. So every time there's a tikkun, meaning tikkun means mute or believe it or not. You might think that's counterproductive. The Eibishter wants the meir. And to have less awe, we think more choshech, that's not tikkun. Adrabah, the only way in order to make the tachtonim come about is by having taka choshech, and me at all. So that's what it's called tikkun of yah. Va'ati yesh v'koach le'aba le'kaben ha'or elyon afilu derech haponim shelo. And therefore, since there's me at all, since there's more and more of a tikkun over here, meaning there's more of a the daggers of awe is going lower and lower, and therefore there's less and less light coming down. Therefore, the lower patsum can be kavo. The Ainu now Abba, remember this Atik Ari and then Abba lower. Now Abba can start having a chance in order to mekavo the awe area. I feel they are ponim shelo. Lefi shu zocha vu rachamim.
Abba fi. Why lefi?
Explain. Lefuke. אבל אמא שהיא נוקבה ובחינס דינים עדיין אין בכוח לקבל אור העליון דרך הפונים שלו אלא באחו ולכן אז הרזיר אבא אספונה במוקום החוזד האריך והיה מקבל אור העליון דרך הפונים ואמא נשאר כמו שהיית בתחיל. So let me explain, there's four different madregas that the parsufim go through. One madrega is that the parts of a zohar and the parts of a nekeva have four different types of relationship. The first relationship is ach ba'ach. Second relationship is ach uponim, ach beponim. That means the ach of Abba is facing the ponim of Nukva. That's madrega shnia. Madrega shlishi is the inverse. The ponim of Abba and the Ach of Nukva. And the fourth and final, the highest of all those madregas, is Panim B'Panim. Every single Paltzuf, whether it's, we're talking about Atik, V'Nukveya, V'Nukve, or Arich, V'Nukve, Abba V'Ima, or Zun, all of them have to go through those four stages. Okay? So again, it's Ach B'Ach, Ach B'Panim, Ponim ba'ach, and then ponim b'ponim. Those are the four stages it has to go through. Now, the patsufim le'moshul by Abba v'Ima starts off ba'ach ba'ach. The reason for that is that it's coming off and being born from a higher Patsuf. Meaning that the higher Patsuf being mashpia onto it. Therefore, since the awe is too great, therefore it has to cover itself and go ach ba'ach, in order that shouldn't overwhelm the Patsuf. Masha Enkin, when the tikkunim, meaning the masochim, the hefsekim, start happening, and therefore the shef, which is coming on high, is getting lower, that's when you can find a shift in relationship between Abba and Ima, due to the fact there's less shefa coming down. So therefore the lower patsum can now receive a bit more. So the first thing that we see is that Abba, which and Ima, which started ach ba'ach, now Abba can go panim ba'ach, which is Madrega Shnia. Why is that? Sorry. Which is Madrega Shlishis. It's Madrega Shlishis. He can go Pani Ba'ach. That's Madrega Shlishi. Because he is like for like with the part of Ela. That means Arech is a part of Zohar and Kula Rachamim. And Abba, as he's mentioning to us over here, Ata Yesh Bekoach Ba'Abba L'Kabe Ore Elu Nafilu Derech Pani Shalu L'Fishu Zohar V'Rachamim. You ask him, what's the doggish over here? Because he's like the like with the parts of Elyon, the Zohar and also Rachamim. Ma she'enken ima shehu nukva b'chinas dinim. She's a nukva, which is not like Arich, and she is dinim, not like Arich. And therefore, she cannot go upon him. She has to take be'ach. She cannot mekabel the awe of Arichampi. Adayim ein ba'koach lekabel awe elon der aponim shelo elo be'acho v'lachein az hechzir ponim. Hechzir abba is ponim b'mokom chazir de Arich. Because we know the halbosh of Abba ve'ima is bechazad arachampin ada tibur. Therefore, when Abba gravitates to that mokim where he's going to be, achatikim, which is by the chazah, he can now go upon him. Right? Mekabel or elyon there upon him. He can mekabel or elyon upon him. Ve'ima nishar kamo she'ayta b'tchila, because she is a different frequency. Therefore, she cannot mekabel the oil of Arir, she has to stay Ba'ach.
What's pushing the stages from 1, 2, 3 to 4?
The level of Shefa is coming down.
Is it
if there's a constant flow of Shefa, therefore the parts of economic cover them, they have to protect themselves, say Ba'ach, Ba'ach. If there's less strength and Shefa, therefore then they can start maneuvering and start changing the relationship. Nimsa. Omdim ata ponim ba'ach. Come to write that Abba ve'ima now can go ponim ba'ach. Shehisi, everything's interchanged, interwoven one into the other. As soon as there's a change in the Elyon, there's a change in the Tachman. That's the relationship. They're very closely linked. Shehi Madrega Shlishis. As we said, it's Madrega Shlishis. Bazoi Tak, we have a kasha. We skipped Obazoi from Madrega Rishon, which is Ach Ba'ach, to Madrega Shlishis. What about Madrega Shnia, which is achuponim, that we didn't do. Vechazer mehem, vechaser mehem, a madrega shnia, the achuponim, the achuponim. Vetekev olu madrega mala, mala shlish, is the ponim beach. Vetamadav, he says the reason why. Lefi shekivan shechokma bina sheborosh atik. Shneim nitknu beyachad keniska, velo hegdim zele zem. לכן גם אבא ואימא, שהם בכלל את חוכמה ובינה כנרדה, היו בהם שני תיקונים יחד. שבתחילה היו מדרגה ראשונה, אך באך. ותקף עולו שני מדרגות יחד, שיפונים באך, שהיא שלישי. So what is he saying over here? So again, I'm just going to focus back on this picture again. So as the Atik Yomim, we said that this tikkun of Atik happened all three at one time. So the Kesav is Atik. The Chochmah of this Atik and also the Bina of this Atik all got a Tikkun B'yachad. Now, this is a Binyan Av, this is the way it works. So this Chochmah is the Chochmah for every single other Madregas, the Shoresh of all the other Madregas. The Bina is a Shoresh for all the Madregas. Also for Abba, which is Chochmah, and Bina, which is and Ima, which is Bina. As soon as these two, Chochmah Bina, get a Tikkun, automatically the Chochmah, the Chochmah and Bina Dani, which become Abba Ve'ima, also will get a Tikkun. Due to that process of tikkun, that sorts out the first tikkun of Abba v'Ima. They go from Ach to Ach to Ach Upanim. Now, once this is completely set up, then it's Mishtalshel, and therefore they can go, finally, Abba v'Ima can go to Magadriga Shlishi, which is then Panim v'Ach. Right. On the Poshutu, Sha'or Shenimshach Abba v'Ima, Abba le'Ima. The way it goes is that not that it goes directly from the higher Patsufi into Abba and then into Ima, but rather it goes from Abba into Ima. Ben im yiyye b'chines panim, ben im yiyye b'chines panim ba'ach, whether it is b'chines panim or panim ba'ach, lo'olam hu ba me'asher sviyos shebo, b'shav ya'icha. Lefi shel o'olam, Abba hu oymed b'chines panim, b'shtei madreis aniskor. So what's he saying over here? He's saying over here that Abba, let's read that again. Omna, Poshudu, Sha'ol Nimshach Mi Abba Li'ima. Ben Im Yiyye B'B'chines Panim, whether Abba is B'B'chines Panim, or Ben Yiyye B'B'chines Panim Ba'ach, whether she will be B'Panim or she will be B'Ach, he is always Mashpia to her. Lo'olam hu ba, מאסס ספירס שבו ושב יאיכה לפי שלעולם אבא הוא עומד בבחינס פני בשתי מדרג אז נזכור. We know that he is coming from the ten, from always בבחינס פני, right? Because what's the מדרג? The first מדרג again אנחנו אומרים אך באך. The second מדרג is אך ופני. The third מדרג is פני ואך. פני ואך. אך השינוי הוא באימא, שבהיועסו פונים בפונים, גם היא עם אבא. אז האור הבא, מאסס ספירס דה אבא אליה, מקבל את הארוסו בפונים שלה בתחילה. ושם הם מאירים עיקר האור, ואחר כך מאורות הגרועים שנשארו, הם הולכים לאחוריהם, let me just gonna read and then we'll translate, הם הולכים לאחוריים שלה ומאירים בהם, ואינם חלק אחד ממאה חלקי האור, שכולם ניתנם בבחינת פנים שלה, אבל בהיועסם אחריה עם פני דאבא, אף על פי שהאור עצמה דאבא אינו משתניס כנזכר, שגם את הבא דאר הפנים שלו, עם כל זה, האורות האלו עיקרים, מאירים, מאחוריה, אף על פי שהם אבי מגסים. עם כל זה, האור שלוקחים עם מעט, עם הרבה, הנה עיקרו ניתן באחוריה ושוויו בשיעורו מאיר בפניה.
It says that Ba'atim got panim, got the Abba is always panim, and the Ima is o panim, o achor be panim, panim, panim.
The last, all right, the last two madrigas, right?
The last two. Now, the oil coming from Abba to Ima is always the same, but the kib, the Kabbalah is not the same. If it's like this, so there is a big sheivas oil in Ima. And even the Achor get a little bit.
That's right. Yeah.
Mashal can the opposite, so the Panim nearly doesn't get anything because even the Achor can't be sure of so much or. But inside the Abba is always the same Nesinas oil.
That's right. That means the way she's facing, is the Kabbalah, the Ika, what's it called, the Ika and Tofel. The Ika or will always go towards where she is. So if she's Ach, the Ika, let's say 90% of the or will go to her Ach. And the miut will go to her ponim. Mashkein, if she's stuck at ponim with him, then it will be fakent.
Yeah. And he says, but when it's ach be'ach, and when it's panim be'ach, so the ach take less than what panim would have taken.
Yeah. Why?
Because the ach is not meant to be mekabel.
Not that the ach takes less. The ach receives the same. It's just that her ponim will receive less.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because what go the shepherd, he's mashpia like he's mashpia anytime. He makes no nafkamina time. he's Mashpia, but it takes time now for her to mekabel the ol, because I have to go through her achurayim, and then finally seep into her pani, and that's gonna lemaid the ol. Venimsa, very good. Venimsa, shbehe yois ima ponim beponim imaba, paneya malvichim halbe yotem achurayim. וביות אחוריה נגד פני אבא, אחוריה מרוויחים הרבה. Right? So אנחנו, ונמצא, שבאמא פונים בפונים עם אבא, when she's פונים בפונים מרוויחים, הרבה יוסי מאחוריה. When the פונים, obviously, her פונים is going to receive more than her אחוריים, because she's facing face to face. So most of the שבא is going to פונים. ביות אחוריה נגד פני אבא, because her אחוריה is further away from the פונים. In the case where her achrayim shela ata meirim ba'em pene abba mamish, when it's panim ba'ach, therefore achrayim is receiving lots. Umitakinim me'oid yoisim mekasher haite panim be'panim. Aber panim shela ata hem goyim, she received less because it's on the other side. Ninzein kein. שאחוריים דאמא נתמתקו ונתקנו תיקון נוסף על אחורי אבא. So come to Roy, there's a mile in all this of אמא. That she doesn't have this. That אבא doesn't have. שאחורי אבא אין אור פנים עליונים בהם. מאירים בהם. כמו שיש באחוריים דאמא. אך בבחינת הפנים יש יתרון, therefore if you look at the פנים, Abba will have the mila. Yes, yitron le Abba ale ima ki penei Abba haya behem koach likabel o elyon. Remember, that's why he turned panim and she stayed achrayim. Therefore, she was able to receive from arich this great all to his panim. Penei ima lo haya behem koach likabel oizim. She was in the kiva and she's dinim. She was in the same sug as arachampin.
But it sounds that the reason why Ima can't get the Ponim is not because of Abba, it's because of Arich.
Yeah, Arich, that's what I said. She's not the same sug as Arich.
And therefore she's Achor mitzad Arich, not mitzad Abba. She's turning her back because of Arich, not because of Abba.
That's right.
That creates that she will get from Abba as well Arich. But Be'etim she could have get from Abba Ponim always.
That's right.
The Arba
Dargis we said that before. The Abba is like with Arir, and
Ima's
not like with Arir.
Yeah, and Amida.
And therefore, Nafka Mina, which she wouldn't be able to change, Pani.
Yeah.
It's not because of the relationship of Arir. Yeah. Okay, let's go right here. Vomna. Shinoi shtei b'chines elu. שהיו באבא ואימא, שבבחינס אחס יש יתרון ומעלה לאבא, או בבחינס אחרס יש יתרון לאימא של אבא, as we explained, there's a mile for אבא in the פנים, and there's a mile for אימא in the אחוריים. זה גורם שינוי אחן. קום תרואה is another נפקמין, because of this. בעניין שני אחוריים הראשונים, שנופלו התחילה למטה, There's another nafkamina. As we know that Achorayim Ba'Abba Be'ima fell down into the lower parts of Atzilus. And we saw earlier on, and later on is going to explain to us that the Achorayim of Abba created a Patsuf called Yaakov, and the Achorayim of Ima that fell down created a Patsuf called Leah. And later on, we'll see that there will be enough kamina in what we said right now, but the mind of Abba over Ima, and the mind of Ima over Abba, later on there's going to be enough kamina to gather these two parts of him. Yeah, let's continue. Hine, adain arich ampin besod nekuda bilti tikon. Now, all we spoke about the Vaila is a tikon and atik. Remember the first ratio. And inside his Reisha, we spoke about, there was a Keser Chochma Bina. Keser Chochma Bina, in Atik. Now we're speaking about the Tikkun in the second Reisha, which is called Arich. Arich Ampin, it was Nikud Bilti Tikkun. Koshkin sha sha tachton. Koshkin the other part of that notikum. Achya nitkun chesed begvo de atik yomim. So the first shlab is again is kesed chokhma bina of atikus nitkun or bebachas bebasachas. The second shlab in the tikum process was the chesed and the gvo of atik yomim. As nitken gam ken keser chokma de arechampim. What's the kesher between the chesed and the gevur of Atik and the keser chokma and the keser chokma of arechampim? Because one is meluvish in the other. Chesed is meluvish in the keser of arech, and the gevur of Atik is meluvish in the chokma of arech. Those are the two lower hands. Mitlad reishin is called beidrazuta kenoda. Ba'atam hu b'mashin is ba'atzveinu shechesed b'gvur de atik yomit mitlabshim bekesev b'chokma da'arich ampi. Omnam a bina da'arich. Now what about the bina da'arich? Bina da'arich is a ganze sipur b'fnei atzmo. Omnam bina da'ari, this is an exception to the rule. Shandaim lo nitkana imahim. Ari shinu echad sheyesh ben atik yomi la'arech ampin. Sheatik yomi nitkanu shlosh rishones shlo yachad va'arech ampin lo nitkanu rak shtei rishones belvad kenizga. Ma she'en kein, what's the big nafka bina? Atik Chochma bina of Atik was nitkan b'asachas. When it came to the ratio of the Ati Arich, only the Chochma, the Kes and the Chochma, but not the bina. Not the bina. V'tamu, why not? Why wasn't the bina nitkan in Arich? B'mashin izba hakdama achas. V'im. Sheyesh shino ichad ben parts of Arich ampin l'sha'a partzuf atzilutz. There's one huge exception to the rule. Usually, once we know the setup of one parzuf, we understand the setup of the rest of the parzuf. Except this is the exception to the rule. Ve'ininu, ki b'kol parzuf the atik yomim ba'abo v'ima v'zun yesh bo b'kol rosh mehem shlosh rishonios. In the head, you have three roshim, right? Kesef chokhma bina, shlosh rishonios. Hu kachab, v'b'chinas parzuf ahu. But parts of Arer Ampin ain't Barosh Rak Keser Chokma Shbo Bevad. In Arer, interesting enough, in the head you only have a Keser, which is the Gugolta, and you have the Chokma Stuma, Moach Stima inside, which is the Chokma. Keser Nikal Gugolta Da Arachampin, but Chokma Nikal Moach Stima Shbo. Or Bezetavin Lama Beidat Zutra Maskit Lad Reishim Shem Reish Yilah Da Atik Yomim. The first Reish, only three Reishim are mentioned, which is Kesa, which is Atik Yomi. V'tchein reishin de'arach rampim, she'en Kesa v'chochma shebo. V'lama lo iske gam b'china b'bina, lama lo iske gam b'bina de'arach rampim, you arba reishin. Should be really four heads, not, if you include b'bina z'arich, you should count four heads, not three heads. Aval etam hu ki reisha de'atik yomi, af api sheyesh shalosh rishonis k'nizke le'el, in kol ze rova al helom nikra reshe de reisha chad lechud. It's considered to be one head because the keser, chokma, bina of atik are completely so nelam. We all look at it as one big reisha. Vegam nikra reshe de lo idyodem. The keser chokma rosh arachampim nechshovim lishnaim lerov giluyim beerech reisha ilah, which is atik. והריהם תלד ראשן שבכולם הם בכינס ראשן דעתיק, יומי וארח רמפים. ושניהם יחד נקרם כסד דעציוס. Both of them together, עתיק, which includes, again, כסד חוכמה בינה ועתיק, and also the חוכמה, כסד חוכמה of ארי, all of that, as we said originally in the הקדום of the שיר, is all the כסד which came up in the night, the app which finally develops into the כסד of עציוס. הם היוסד שני פרצופים. Those are the two partsufim, Atik and Arich, Havim Tamze. She titzrech elav lehavim ama tlad reishin niska ve'idrazuta. In order, when you learn the Zohar, you'll need this information.
But I don't understand. Well, the question was, why do we don't have bina of Arich
Ampin? He's going to explain now.
He didn't know.
Omna bina. Now, why is bina not part of the cheshbon? The Arich Ampin lo yochol lalois. Liyos b'rosho v'nish'ara l'mat b'gorin d'arach ampin. V'chein eno nikra b'shem rosho. Oh, so now he finally gives us the reason. Why isn't Bina part of the Cheshbon inside the head? Usually you have the Chochma, Bina, your right brain, left brain. Why isn't Bina part of the Cheshbon of Atik Zerosh? Because the Oiras of Atik are so great that it pushes down Bina, Yored Legolan. That's the expression used. It goes down, even though the Moshe, the Loshen here is not Mashma like this, it's Mashma that Nish'al Limata, it's Mashma that it didn't go up, it stayed below, but that's the Pshat, that it goes down. It originally was in the Rosh of Arich, but it moved down, all the way down into the throats. Because it wasn't strong enough to make out with the oils. Tam Yiridasa, here he says it, Tam Yiridasa Begoron, the reason why it went down, Masha Enke Beshah Patsufim, who Lefisha Arachampi Malvish Laatik Yomin, Reshevetach Noreshevot Kiniska. Or Atik Yomin, Godem Oid. He says that here is the reason. That the Halbosh of the Zayn Tachton of Atik are going into the ratio of, into the ratio and also into the whole, all the Esses spheres of Arich. And because of that, Yerid of the all, it's too powerful for Bina. Bina drops down to the Goan. The aim of Koch Bina, the Arabi, the Kabbal, or Atik, Yom Yosek Choyva Ilav Shambu Rosh Arabi, because Yodolemate Begon the Arabi, Nidrachika Meat, Yochel Kabbal, or the Atik Yomim Sham. Therefore, in that position, Bina, which is in Goan of, it's, again, it's an exception to the rule. The Bina, which is in the Goron of Arich, now can become the oils of Atik Yomim. But the Shapatzufim, Shor Atik Yomim, Merchok Mehem Od, Shari Rabbi Malbisho, Vesosim Aroso, Lechem Yeshkoch, Vyocholes, Afilo Bina, Shabekol Parzuf, Lios Yachad, Imochokma, Shaparzuf, Atzimam Yachad. So every other Patsuf, you'll always find the Chochma and the Bina. Again, Arich is the exception to the rule.
Why Atik isn't an exception? Bina of Atik is Gamken near the Or of Keser de Atik.
Yeah. Okay, since you brought it up, I'll read you out the Loshon of the Mevor Sha'orim. Hine, Atam Shebina de Atik Yochlu Lamod. Bereshe da'ati, your problem, right? V'nit kvel yachad ima chokma da'ati, af epishi k'chova elo or elion the adam kadmon, the nimshach toh rosh da'ati, so the atik should have the same problem, right? The or elion, which is shining into atik, should push down the bin of atik into the govern as well. Atamu kianukva da'atik, nit kvel really, we need more information. Actually, I should have to go back to the Shah Atik and Shah Arich in order to understand this teretz. But if you remember, all the patsufim are made from a combination of ma and bens. So Atik took. You have the chart there. So yeah. Atik took the Har Garendar, of the ben. Right, and the Zank Sorim over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zank Sorim is the
Zank Sorim of the Ben as well.
The Ben.
Shaloya Bahem Shum Bitul Pagam Klan, right? The first five Rishonim of Ati at the Kesa, there was no Pagam whatsoever. Remember, it was only in the Nai of the Kesa.
That's for Nuk the Atik?
Yeah. The Ben. The Ben the Atik. The Ben the Atik was Nitkan by taking the five Rishonim of Ben. The Ha. Maybe you don't have the right track.
No, I don't know.
Okay. ולכן יכולה הבינה לעמוד בראש העתיק. That's why the bina of Atik could stay there because it was reinforced by the har, the herishonis that it took from the ben side.
Can you repeat the
five rishonis of the kesed of ben?
Yeah, created.
Yeah, that's right. Was taken for the purpose of Atik.
Ketel Atik.
And therefore, there was no Pagam, there was no Bittel in that whatsoever. Yeah. Right? There was no Shvil whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that helped out the Bina, which is part of the Nekeva, part of the Nekeva, part of the Ben side of Atik, in order to hold up the Bina in the Rosh of Atik.
Yeah, but Bina was created by Chokhmah Bina. Bina was created by Chokhmah Bina, the Keter Demo, the Ben.
The Bina of Atik.
Of Atik.
Right.
Chokhmah Bina, both of them are created, not created for the Har of Keter Demo.
Yeah.
But from Garandar.
The Garandar, right.
Not a Garandar, but Kilu, the Rishon Chokhmah, Rishon the Bina of Ben.
What do you mean
Rishon? Only the first Chokhmah. Chokhmah the Keter and Bina the Keter. No, sorry. Keter the Chokhmah and Keter the Bina of Ben created Chokhmah Bina the Atik.
Chokhmah Bina the Atik. Okay.
Yes.
Right. So saying since they received that, the Bina the Atik received that, therefore that was strong enough in order to keep it up in the Rosh.
Although,
Arich nitken behei tachtoinim, the kesed, the ben. Sheheh bayak sas pagam. There was a pagam, remember, we found there was a pagam in the achuran, the kesed. That's what Arich took. Therefore, they already took something deficient over there, and therefore that's why there was enough communion between the bina of Arich and the bina of the Atik. Fine. Let's continue. V'achas shenishbar...
The Abba and the Imo, they're anyway far enough not to be disturbed by this good at all.
Yeah, they don't have it. Now that we fixed up, well, we spoke about the tikkun that was happening in Achampi. Now we're moving another shlab. Now we're going to fix up Abba and Imo. Vahu. She'olu modrege revi. Now the last madrega, as we know, is ponim v'ponim. Omnam adayim hem b'mchines nekuda bilti tikkun. Now we have to differentiate between the different relationships that they had and the tikkun process. The tikkun process meaning that they become full-fledged patsufim. So chokhmah becomes 10 spheres, which becomes the parts of chokhmah, of Abba, and so same thing with Bina. That has nothing to do with the relationship. They're going to move into four different relationships: ach ba'ach, ach ba'ponim, ponim ba'ach, and finally into ponim ba'ponim. But he's saying that he's just telling us that it has nothing to do with tikkun. Omnam, but daim hem b'chinas nikuda bilti tikkun. Va'achika nitkunu nai da'atik yom. Let's continue. Now we fixed up. Remember, we spoke about the kachab, kesem chokhmah bina of atik, atik. Now. Later on, you move on to the chagat and the nai. That's what we say. Ach gal nitkunu nai de atik yomim v'gam ad nitkunu chagat arach ampin. V'gam hitchilu litaken tchein reisha de abba v'ima shekol ichad behem kolelis sholosh rishonis kinizgalea. So, interesting train, interesting flow of shefel that's happening. That since the lower parts of Atik, which is the Netzach Hod Yisov Atik, that automatically enchained that there will be a tikkun in the Chagat. Right? The higher parts of, even though it's a Nahi of the higher parts of, is able to fix the lower parts or the higher parts of the lower parts of. So the Nahi of Atik will be fixing the Chagat of Arich. Okay, that's where it's going to work. And as well, it's also going to sakin the tchein reish in the Abba v'Ima. Shekol echad mehem klulu shlosho rishonis kininska. So it's going to fix up again. The chagat, the nahi of Atik will rectify the chagat of Atik, Arich, and also the kachab of Abba and the kachab of Ima. Ve'ininu, shenai de Atik yomi mitlabishim b'chagat de Arich Ampin. Because we know the Zayin Tachtonim for that matter. But primarily we're focusing on the Nahi. The Nahi of Atik is going to go into the Chagat of Al-Khampin. The Chagat of Al-Khampin Bekachab the Abba of Ima. One flows into the other. V'chein kol elu b'chinas nitkenu ze yachad ze achaze. So Again, Nai of Atik gets Mesukin, the Chagat of Abba, Chabad of Ari, and then that enchains that the Kach of Abba Imo in Sniska. V'hen is by Inyan Abba V'ima, Shai Lehem Shlosh Madregas, V'chasa Mehem Madregas Shnia, because it all happened with Bas Achas, Shehi Ach B'poni V'siba Niskerad again, because it all happened with Bas Achas. So Madregas Shnia, V'shlisha happened all one go, they start Ach B'ach, Madrega 2 and 3 get fixed up straight away, and then finally they move into the Ponim B'ponim. Now, Nizvai Inyan Zum. Now, let's move on to the Zum. What does Zum get out of this? Shemehem hayu kol ha-madregas nizkar le'el v'zeh sidron. Alright, you also have the four madregas in Zun, again, which is Ach Ba'ach, and then Ach Beponim, Ponim Ba'ach, and then finally Ponim Beponim. Shemehine, noda shizun hem b'chines nahi da'ar chalpim. We know that Zun, when you see the chart, you'll understand that Achampin stretches from the top of Atzilus to the bottom of Atzilus. So grafted onto the Goan of Achampin to the Tibur is, as we said many times, is Abba v'Ima. Abba to the right and Ima to the left. And then finally you have on the Tibur, Adraglam, you have the Nahi of Achampin, which will have Zoom there. Sheshal mikoimam lechem lo kiblu shum tikun ha'ora ve'aro mekasher hitchil tikun reisha ilah de'atig yomi. When Atig Yomi was being fixed, they didn't get any hashpah whatsoever. Der Abba v'Ima shechozu az ponim ba'ach kinizkele. Abba v'Ima saw a little bit of a tikun. They changed from ponim ba'ach. Aval zo lo itchil tikunam ba'aro ba'em ad shehitchil tikun reisha de'ar champing. וכבר נסבר כי ראש עתיק יומים נתקנו כחב שלו יחד למעלה במקום הראש. מה שאין כן באר חמפים, שתחילו נתקנו כסר חוכמה שלו בראשו, ואחר כך נתקנו בינה למטה בגורן, just repeating himself. ולכן נתוסף בזום מדרגה שנייה. This is what he's adding, because the אר חמפים are starting to misaken themselves, that means Kesa Chochma, and then finally the Bina in the Goan of Arich are being Niskan, then that will affect the Madrega of Zun, which is in the Nai of the Arich Ampin. Now they will move now, Zun will now move from Ach Ba'ach to Poni Ba'ach. Masha Ein came. באבא ואימא הוא כשנתקנו כסר חוכמה דארך אמפין בראשו כל זו הם אך ופני. They already go to the third מדרגה. אחורי זה כנגד פני נופה. וכשנתקן בינה דארך אמפין כל זה פני באך. פני זה נגד אחורי נופה. So again, this is all a system. You just have to memorize it basically. As soon as one changes, the other lower Potsufim change as well. When we were going back to the Naida Atik, Ad Nitkin Chag Da Champing, the Kachav Da Abba V'Ima, Shem Rosh Shelahem, Chol Zuzum Ponim V'Ponim. Finally, then you would affect a Zun to go Ponim V'Ponim, but Adayin Hem B'Chinas Nekudas Bilti Bli Tikun. Again, the fact that they're changing direction doesn't mean there's any Tikun happening. And finally, we're going to move to the Tikkun of Zun. As we know, all the kelim fell down to Bia, and then they go back up to Ima, and that's what we call the Ibur Rishon. They go into position of Ibur, which is Tlat to Tlat. The Nukva Haita Besod Psia, and the Malchus of those Malachim, that she was sticking out. The Achakat Noldu Yinoku Mishte Imam, the Koach Yinikaz Hahu, Ahi Nispashtu Vachozu Lios Vak Pashtim Bechidatza. So then, when you come into a stage of Yinika, then they start stretching out. from tlat to tlat, now you, instead of seeing only three spheres, now you start seeing six spheres. Omnam nukva higdila v'nasis mida achas shleima kemuvu atzleima. Mashken malchus, she always stayed at nekuda ketana. One nekuda. Achika chodzu ibo shemim. V'az nigmo zum kolichab palsuf gomu. Then, once that was done, you had an ibo shemim, and that's where the mochim and gadlus come in now. Ad nigmo zum kolichab palsuf gomu then becomes a odom godl, right, as opposed to a cotton. Now he has 10 spheres, now it's a sphere as opposed to 6. As nikroim gedolim, gedolim, v'shleimim. Omnam nizbay le'er. Shletzor shlosha b'chinas elu, shehem ibo yinika, ibo sheni, lo hutzru rak b'za levad, v'lo ayekein b'kol sha, afilu b'nukva. Actually, all these madregas are all focused on za as opposed to nukva that doesn't go, as we learned earlier on. So let me just show you a quick diagram of what we learned. I didn't want to stop right now, but this is a diagram of the succession of all the patsufin as they're going. So let's start over here. You have Atik Yomim, and then you have Ara Rampin, Abba V'ima, and Zun. So this is them facing different positions. So there, see the ponim of Abba is facing the Ach of Ima. It's going to be Ach Ba'ach. This is Zun, Ach Ba'ach. And this is Poni Ba'ach. And this is called the Tikkun. So the first thing that happens over here is the Tikkun and Arach Ampim. That will affect Abba Ba'ima, that Abba will go Poni Ba'ach, but Zun will not be affected, stay Ach Ba'ach. Second Tikkun that happens over here is that you have a Tikkun in the Chagas. That will Masakin Arach Ampim, Kesen Chochma, and the Bina goes into the Gaon. That will automatically Mesakin Abba V'ima, then they will go Poni V'Poni. Za will be affected as follows. They go from Ach to Ach to Ach to Poni, and then also then Poni, when Bina is Mesukin, then they go Poni to Ach. And finally, when you have the Nahi of Atik will be Mesukin, then that will Mesakin the Chagad of Abba of Arach Ampin, Sakin the Kese Chokma Bina of Abba V'ima, and now finally Zuma will go Poni V'Poni. Then that's it for Atik. Atik got its complete Tikkun. And finally, when you move to the Tikkun of the Nai of Arach Ampin, that will affect the Chagat of Abba V'ima, the Kese Chokma Bina of Zun. That is done for the Tikkun of Abba of Arach. And finally, when you finally with the final step of the Tikkun of Abba V'ima, which is the Nahi, that will affect the Chagat and the Nahi of Zun. And therefore, that's all the Tikkunim that you have that we saw in this parak. Good. Okay. So we'll stop here for now.